Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Today we reach the high point in the discourse of the bread of life in John 6. It would be impossible to understand what these words of Jesus mean if we stood outside the tradition of the Eucharist. But from within it, knowing the Eucharist, these words start to make sense. And they give us key insights on what the Eucharist does and why we need it so much. Jesus says that his flesh and blood are true food and true drink. What that means is that the Eucharist, communion with Christ, is what satisfies the deepest desires we have for meaning, for knowing others, for doing good things, for being good. Then he says that through this food that unites us to him, we have the beginnings of eternal life in us. That eternal life is primarily a relational life. Through the Eucharist, we enter the relationship that Jesus has with the Father. That's why Jesus says that as he has life because of the Father, so those who receive this flesh and blood will live through him. Something else that happens here is this. We don't just assimilate Jesus into our bodies. Rather, Jesus assimilates us into his mystical body and into his life. We receive the life of Christ. It's more than just learning from him. It's about having his thoughts, feelings, and attitudes impressed upon us and become part of us. It's a sacrament that changes us. It gradually makes us more Christ-like. Finally, when we receive the Eucharist, we are enabled to enter the actual life of Christ and even his sacrifice for us. Have you ever seen a movie or read a story so fascinating that you wanted it to be true and enter into it? Well, that is possible with the gospel. By receiving Jesus in the Eucharist, you can enter the pages of the New Testament. You can be part of the different moments of Christ's life because you are in communion with him. So, what are the hidden aspects of the Eucharist that Jesus wants you to rediscover today? What are the needs and desires in your soul that only this food can satisfy? What are the thoughts and feelings of Christ that the Holy Spirit wants you to receive? Or to put it another way, what action or moment in the life of Christ would you like to connect with through the Eucharist?